AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. As the pace of vaccination slows nationwide, the Biden administration is trying to increase access to the shots. AP Sucker Magani has a story.
The president's highlighting a partnership with Lyft and Uber, which from May 24th to July 4th will take people to vaccination sites and then back home at no cost.
Free rides to and from vaccination sites. I think that is really stepping up.
The announcement came as the president met virtually with governors from both parties to share best practices for getting more people vaccinated. The CDC says about 730,000 Americans on average are getting their first shot daily after a peak of more than 1.9 million a month ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
About 1,000 gasoline stations ran out of fuel today in the southeast. Analysts say it's not because of a supply shortage. Rather, it's due to panic buying by motorists overwhelming the local pumps. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says she hopes retailers aren't trying to take advantage of the cyber attack on fuel pipeline company that supplies about half the gas to the region.
We expect that gas station owners are and should act responsibly. We will have no tolerance for price gouging.
A large part of the Colonial Pipeline resumed operations manually late yesterday. Company expects to have most operations back in service by the end of the week. Robert Aaron Long, accused of killing 8 people on March 16th, 6 of them women of Asian descent, in shootings at 3 Atlanta-area massage businesses, has been indicted on murder charges by 2 separate grand juries in Fulton and Cherokee counties. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has also filed notice that she will seek hate crime charges and the death penalty. This is AP News. Colorado Springs, Colorado police say they have found a motive for the man who killed 6 people before killing himself at a birthday party over the weekend. Police Lieutenant Joe Frabel on KRDO.
The suspect in this case was identified as 28-year-old Teodoro Macias of Colorado Springs. The suspect had been dating one of the victims, Sandra Ibarra, for approximately 1 year. The suspect was not invited to the family gathering, and evidence supports he became upset over that lack of an invitation.
Police say Macias fired some 17 shots during his attack. 2 California police officers have been killed in separate incidents. An officer in Stockton shot and killed earlier today. A male suspect was also killed. Yesterday evening in San Luis Obispo, Detective Luca Benedetti was shot and killed while serving a search warrant. Another detective was injured in that shooting. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.